Chains are set. First down marker right at the 30-yard line there at the 29 and 2-foot line. Pratt rolls to his left, looking to pass right down the middle, has a receiver open, is caught at midfield by number 8, Wargo. He's still on his feet at the 40, and finally brought down at the 35-yard line in Laker territory. Number 18, Brandon Wuschlager, the defensive back sophomore for Lakers, brought him down, but not after a huge gain on second down. That is a 35-yard reception, catch and carry for David Wargo. Pushes Vassar's drive into Laker territory, and for the first time tonight, they have a little momentum behind them.
Again, give credit where credit's due. Great pass and great catch, but the offensive line blocked well on that play. He had a lot of time to set up and throw to his receiver. I like what Vassar's doing. I like how they're throwing the ball. It's actually working very well for them, and I think they're going to continue to air the ball out on Lakers because I think that's going to be their best bet.
And on first and 10, Pratt on the keeper, and Diaz Reyes read it from the get-go, came out of the secondary and slammed him for a loss of 2 yards, and now the chain gang is going the wrong direction. There's a fumble on that. I did not see the fumble. Thank you to the staff here at Vassar. We can't see a dang thing, apparently. Just like that, Lakers recovers the fumble with 8:23 left. I apologize to our listeners at home.
Yeah, just a dagger in the heart after that big pass, driving the ball from the 4-yard line all the way down to the opposite 36 and then to turn the ball over.
Not what we needed. Now the officials are talking something over here. So Lakers with the ball back at their own 36-yard line after a fumble recovery after slamming Pratt from Diaz Reyes. Hand off to Diaz Reyes, and now there's a fumble at the end of that play. Back to the 30-yard line. No word yet who has the possession. Diaz Reyes was slammed in the backfield by Vassar.
Vassar players showing that they have the ball.
And they give the ball right back to Vassar. Don't even think about that. And just like that, it's back to Vassar. At the 30-yard line, Vassar gets the ball back.
Now, what Vassar has to do here, they've had 2 turnovers. They need to score. They cannot turn the ball over again. They got the ball back. Now that's a wash. They need to put the ball in the end zone right here, get back in this game, and go into halftime only down 8.
So with 8:16 left before halftime, Vassar gets the ball back at the Laker 30-yard line.
3 wide out on the bottom.
1 wide to the left. In the call in from the sideline, Pratt in the shotgun, number 23, wide to his right. That's Atwood. Passing to his right and overthrew Dandre Callahan by about 1 yard. Coverage by Terrence Dubes was right there to get him. Incomplete. Brings up 2nd and 10. Clock stop with 8:13 left of the second. Lakers leading 16-0 over Vassar.
Number 81, James Stork on the pressure there on the quarterback for the Lakers. Kind of forced an early throw. I think something would have developed there with time, but I think Vassar's going to continue to throw the ball because it seems to be working well for him.
Keeping everyone inside except for one man to the left for Vassar. Pratt in the shotgun, trips to the right. Pitch to the left, or to the right as well, number 23, Atwood, still on his feet at the 25-yard line and brought down by number 57, Taylor Fall, 4 Lakers after a gain of 5.
Yeah, that's that same shovel pass screen that they've run twice already. A little bit of conservative play call, but it did get him 4 yards.
4 yards out, and it's 4 yards to go, 3rd down. Trips to the left, 1 to the right. Back to Pratt's right, is number 23, Atwood. Staying in the pocket. Here comes pressure from Lakers. Has to get rid of this one into the hands of number 8. Is caught at the first down line. Still on his feet. Still going down. Wargo finally brought down at the 13-yard line.
Wow.
By number 18, Brandon Wuschlager.
A lot of missed tackles there by the Lakers linebackers. That actually should have been stopped. He would have got a first down regardless, but there was about 7 extra yards that probably shouldn't have happened there. But he was able to squeak through and get them.
From the 25 all the way down to the 13-yard line, a 12-yard reception. 2 wide to the left. Pratt now discussing things here with 7:12 left in the second quarter. Vassar trying to get in the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Pair of fumbles here in just a few moments ago with 8 minutes left. about a minute and a half ago from each team. Gives the ball back to Vassar. Movement on the line, and the Lakers blasted right through. Number 55, Quinton Smith, level pancaked his player.
You think Quinton Smith was ready for that play,
I'm not
Clark?
Quite sure. So more likely, this will be against Lakers, and it is an encroachment by 5 yards. So go from a first and 10 from the 14 to a first and 5 from the 9.
I would say that's encroachment in its fullest form.
Vassar in the red zone for the first time tonight. Trailing 16-0 to Lakers. 6:55 before halftime. Receivers wide to the right, 2 to the left. Pratt on the keeper, down to the 5. And upended right there, brought down by the Laker front line. Number 55 for Lakers. Quinton Smith, still fired up, brings him down for a 2-yard gain, maybe 3. 2-yard gain brings up 2nd and 3 now, working off the right hash. Just inside the right hash are the Vassar Vulcans. Left to right across your radio, in Lakers red zone, trying to get on the board for the first time.
I don't think Vassar's going to be able to get in the end zone in between the tackles here. I think they're going to have to throw or run outside.
Lakers showing pressure. Pratt on the keeper, gets through the right gap, and he's in, standing up, dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Vassar. From 7 yards out, Pratt finds himself in the end zone for the first score of the night for Vassar. 6:14 left in the first half.
Pratt showing his athleticism. Very athletic player, very fast on the QB keeper on that touchdown.
30 yards on that drive, covering 2 minutes and two seconds. Technically because of that Laker fumble in the between. 6-play drive, technically. Going for 2. Pratt on the keeper right up the middle, and Lakers snuffs him out there for 2-point conversion is no good. With 6:14 left in the first half, it's Vassar on the board with 6, but Lakers has 16 on the WLAW Sports Network.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
And just like that, we are back to a one-possession game, technically. 16-6 after the two-point conversion is no good from Vassar. So Lakers hangs on to a 10-point lead. Lakers with 2 touchdowns, Vassar with 1 on the night. Vassar ready to kick this one off from their own 40-yard line, left right across your radio. Lone man back for Lakers number 11, Brennan Wisner. Last week's quarterback, he's a freshman, also plays safety on defense. Surprised we haven't seen some Wildcat action out of him yet tonight.
Yeah, he's been kind of quiet tonight. But the kid, he's actually, for a freshman, he's a big kid. He's very athletic. I think he's going to do more than just special teams tonight. You might see something yet.
And the kick is up, and it's actually muffed by Wisner. He has to pick it back up at the 26-yard line. Luckily for him, it went straight forward, and he was able to retain possession at the 26-yard line. So we'll say it's an 11-yard return for the Lakers, and they will start their drive from their own 26-yard line.
With 6 minutes left, you're going to look for Vassar to play really, really tight defense here. If they can stop Lakers, they have a lot of time to even go down and score again and possibly be within 3 points going into halftime. So I'm curious to see how Vassar's defense responds. I'm curious to see if Lakers stay in the same offensive sets they were in the first quarter.
6:10 left in the first half. Lakers with the ball, receiver wide to the right. And they're going power pistol to the right. As a direct snap, straight up the middle, to number 3, Evan Shemka, down to the 29-yard line. It's a gain of 3.